Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin. Bes Hashem, BPM number 134. That's Bais Pnimi Shir for Men, Shir number 134. So in the last few shiurim, we talked about a wife's very important needs regarding the sexual relationship, the affirmation, the connection, the non-sexual touch. And we will bring those shiurim also to the wife about her own needs, generally speaking, for several reasons, because sometimes she could learn how to explain that to her husband. And number two is because sometimes it's reverse. Again, because we stereotypically talk a lot about the general natures of men and women, but very often it's the other way around. And sometimes it's flipped around. The what's typically the wife's needs could be a husband's needs and vice versa. So we're going to do the same over here. What we're going to discuss now are generally husband's needs, what the, you know, in regarding the sexual relationship with their wives. So we're bringing it here, and it's very important for you to use the shiurim the right way. The shiurim, when we discuss it in this way, is not to be judgmental and place demands on your wife. Oh, you see, these are our needs and you're not meeting them. No, it is a forum of communication and healthy explaining of what your needs are, in a soft, gentle, loving manner, providing you doing everything you can on your end to be respectful and loving to your own wife, then you could express this as well. That's number one. And another reason also is because sometimes these desires are reverse. What typically is a man's need could be a wife's need in many situations. So the idea basically is, and I know not a lot of men fall into this issue with their wives. Let's say there's a scenario where two men are talking, they're not Jewish, they're playing golf Saturday afternoon, whatever it is. They're talking about how's going on in life and how's your married life and what's wrong. And one of them was playing lousy. He says, what's the matter? They joke, you know, the way they joke. You know, they're not, you know, your wife's not giving you what you need over there in the bedroom. Not that you should be talking about these things just tamazoi, but, you know, just giving this as an example of a secular example. And the other one responds, her favorite word is no, we hadn't had sex in months. And, you know, it's when we first got married, we were all over each other. And now she refuses even to touch me. When I try to touch her, she tenses up like I'm some molester. She makes me feel like I'm a pervert. It's very important to understand that that's so much not the case, and it's just a matter of misunderstandings. But what many women, you know, in surveys, what many husbands, I don't know, you know, when you listen, whether you could relate to this or not, depending, but they did interviews and surveys on what their real needs pertaining to physical sexuality is. And for men, it's something called mutual satisfaction. You know, it's a mistake. People think that they're so one-track minded that they're only interested in their own sexual gratification in an extremely selfish way. But looking deeply inside in real surveys of honesty, and it's the truth, men want fulfillment for their wives as well as for themselves. So even if they have a shaloi lishma, they want to enjoy it. Yes. But they also want their wives to enjoy it. Could be connected to their own ego sometimes, but they also sincerely want their wives to enjoy the sexual aspects. And that gives them, the husbands, a lot of pleasure. And connection, just like with the wife, is a very important need. The connection is a very important need for husbands. So regarding mutual satisfaction, and what happens is some marriages, unfortunately, it describes it in some of these books and whatever it is. They were into the sex very often, and then there were months and months where she just simply wasn't interested. He musters the courage and asks her about it, and she just says, I don't really need it. But the husband says, well, I do need it, and she may respond, okay, I'll just lie there and you just do whatever you need to do, which could be very demeaning, and it's awful for the both of them. Because if a husband, even if he gets technically his needs met, because the wife just reluctantly agrees to be there, it's a very sinking feeling that a husband has, that she's not enjoying it as much as he's enjoying it. And wanting to please her is a real deep need. And when that's not happening, it causes a lot of pain. You know, and one guy told his wife, said that his wife told him once, if it weren't for sex, I'd love being married. And it's very sad. And again, you can't always blame the wives for this. Can't always blame the husbands for this. Sometimes it's cultural, sometimes it's other factors. But we're trying to undo this, and without judgmentalism, to work it back to each other, to get it to a point where it's mutually satisfaction to the both of them. And again, with men, it's very important that there's a mutual satisfaction. They feel a need for their wives to enjoy it. They want the connection and a certain responsiveness. And that's very, very important. And a wife, by the way, knowing this helps a lot. But you have to behave accordingly, like a mensch, for her to actually believe it. Some wives will be very relieved to know that he is concerned about his wife's pleasure, as if it's his own, and even more. So it's true, men need that physical release. And not only do they want it, they actually need it, meaning apiteva, you have this. That's why sometimes Zera comes out on its own at night, even whatever it is, because the testosterone builds in the system and there's a need to release it. This is very important for young boys, Bahram, teenagers that need to know, the ones that are really, watch their eyes, and they could be noyig with full kedusha and it'll still come out in the middle of the night. It's part of the biology. Very important to know that. So there's a real physical need, but there's also Hashem placed in a husband a strong desire to need their wives to enjoy the experience just as much as they do. This is Hashem built into us the opposite of that pure, solely selfish aspect of it, by wanting us to give so that our wives should enjoy the receiving of it. Not just because of our own egos. See, sometimes it's because, hey, you know, you feel more manly, more masculine if you're able to please your wife sexually. But here in these surveys, it's deeper than that. It's not just the feeding of your ego or being macho or whatever the word is of the male masculinity thing. And it's still all about themselves, because the reason why they want to please their wives is to show how good, quote unquote, they are in bed. You know, that's also part of the selfishness. But what we're saying here is that there's something deeper than that. That in every human being, inherently Hashem put in them, that they really, independent of their own self-concept, they really do want the one that they love, their wife, to enjoy it because of her own enjoyment. And he gets a tremendous sipik ha-nefesh, a tremendous satisfaction by the fact that his wife is enjoying it. Because again, a good sexual relationship, even though there's a noisein, there's a makabel, there's a giver, there is a receiver, the receiver also gives. We talked about this many times, but a good sexual relationship is when both husband and wife experience the satisfaction together in a balanced way. And I'm telling you, long-term wise, if a husband makes it that his wife's pleasure is first, that she sees in the way you conduct yourself in the bedroom, that her pleasure is his first priority, even though sometimes it's hard work. He has to delay his own release. He can't always start with things that he would want to do. He waits and allows her to be ready for it, and always being patient. It will pay off. It will develop a trust that his wife will trust him, and she will become deeply committed to want to give him pleasure. But it starts from him. A husband, will get more aroused when he sees his wife responding, but he has to do it in a non-selfish way, in the giving, to allow her to respond. You know, sometimes a husband may, it looks like that it's he's only has for himself, but there is a insecurity that he feels when he thinks his wife is dissatisfied with their sexual life together. It's not just a physical release for a man. It is more deep than that. Even for men, they're not one-dimensional. There is an emotional and spiritual side to it too. And it's not connected on just having orgasms. It's not connected to technical things like that. And, you know, so many men have said, you know, everyone thinks that women are more emotional than men. And everyone thinks when it comes to sex, it's just that men want to do it. And men are, women are more into their emotions and more into the cuddling and so on and so forth. So the women make a mistake and they feel that there's no real emotion there with the husband trying to connect sexually. Really, there is. So a wife does need to understand, and we explain in the women's shiurim, that if the wives refuse in a not smart way and deny their husbands in a not smart way, in not menschlicher way, it's not just messing with the physical, it's messing with their emotions too. But again, this information given here is like tzadikim yelchu ba, rushami kashlu ba. You can't use it to blame your wife. You use it to self-correct yourself and to mutually have a healthy discussion about this. That is the goal of why we bring these things up. And also because in some situations, the roles are reversed and the wife has these needs, what we're describing now. That sometimes it's the wife that wants her husband to, her yearning is for him to experience pleasure. But on this way, it always works that way. If when a wife receives pleasure from her husband, he feels wanted. He feels good. That's very, very important. So wives do feel bad. And they have akmas nefesh, many of them. They're not going to say it. The husband does what he does. He reaches his orgasm, rolls over, goes to sleep. Doesn't worry about her own climax or about her own pleasure. And that makes her get turned off from the whole experience. When she sees a selfishness or self-interest there without him caring much about how she feels and how she could have more pleasure from the experience. And then she just gives up from it. So that's a very important, very, very important insight. So we will talk about this more, Bezrat Hashem. We'll talk about the husband's true needs in physical intimacy. That's very, very important. But again, you have to use it the right way. You have to use it not to blame your wife, not to be judgmental of her when you feel she's not filling those needs. But it's for two purposes, like we said. Number one is when you have a menschlicher relationship, you'll be able to discuss certain things openly where it's a mutual thing, where you do everything you can to fill her needs and listen to her, what she needs, and be empathetic and sympathetic and listen to her and do what you can that way. And as a reciprocal menschlicher way, you express your needs as well. And together you work towards these things. And also, again, we mention what normally is a wife's sexual need to the husband's, because sometimes it's the husbands that have those types of needs. And sometimes we express to the women what a husband typically needs for his sexual actualization. Even though it's typically male, a woman needs to understand it, because sometimes a wife has those types of needs as well. Bracha v'atzlacha.